The end of Siman Shin Yud discusses the case of someone who rents something and doesn't return it when he's supposed to. He holds on to it without asking the landlord, without asking the person who rented it to him, against the wishes of the person who rented it to him. The question is he chayev to pay the... The question is, if he caused a loss to the... If he didn't even use it, he just wasn't able to return it for a while, he held on to it, he got stuck, he couldn't get back, he was busy, didn't return the thing on time, is he chayev to the owner for the loss that he caused him for holding on to it? So there are a number of different...
Meaning beyond what his normal human would be?
Yeah. Beyond...
And let's say he's a renter and the owner's happened.
I'm talking about rent or loss of use for the
option. Just for the extra time that he held on to.
Just for the extra time. The rental contract typically specifies that every... If it's late, every hour, every day, you pay whatever you pay. So again, if you have a contract, that'll probably decide. If you don't have a contract, you say, I'm renting the car for 3 days. And for some reason, your son gets sick, and something goes wrong, you have to, you're busy, you don't get back on time, and you don't return on time, are you chayev extra rent or not? Or hefted loss to the owner or not? There are a number of different ways to approach the shayla. Some posts can say that we look at it as an automatic extension of the schiras, depending on how the schiras was phrased. I want to focus tonight, just for a few minutes, on the question of hezek, on the fact that in general, let's say we have no rental contract. I simply go over and I take your thing and I hold on to it. I only use it, your car, your business equipment, whatever it is, and I cause you a loss by not letting you use it. Either I make a profit by using it, or I don't do anything with it, I just lock it up and you can't use it. I cause you a loss. Am I chayev for the loss that I caused you? This is something we touched on several times in the past. It's one of the most difficult and important, the most difficult sugya in all of Chosh and Mishpat, the sugya of Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaver. In order to understand the context of this discussion, the Achronim Her, the Ktzos, and Sivas, Peschechuva bring some of it. In order to understand the principles that are at play here, basically this din sits at the intersection of three dinim, three principles in halacha. One of them is a rule that Kol HaGadlan Mishalem Kishasek Zela. There's a rule that if a gazlan steals something and Shvach, some profit is made, the animal has a child, there's wool that gets shorn, or even if he uses that item. The halacha is he doesn't have to pay for any of that. The rules are quite complicated, we're learning the second Seder now, but in general there is a rule called Gazlan Mishalem Kishasek Zela, and specifically with regard to use, benefit that he had from using it, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that says a person stole an ox, he used it to plow his fields, then he's caught or he does tshuva and returns the ox. He simply returns the ox as is. Let's even say the price of the ox has not changed. It's still in perfect condition. Hasn't gotten any older, hasn't gotten any damage at all. Returns the ox. The fact that he had, in the interim, 6 months worth of using the ox, he is not chayev. That's the rule of Kol HaGazlan Mishalem Kishasek Zela. Now, Pashas, that's Mikra Din. Pashas, that's a halacha midaraisin Hilchos Zela. And a gazlan doesn't have to pay for the use that he had. There is a shita I was looking tonight at the Chavetzel of the Chavetzel Sasharon in the Tshuva. He actually argues that it's a takana drabanan. It's one of the branches of something called takanas hashavim. Chazal made certain takanas to exempt the ganer from certain payments because otherwise it would make it too difficult for him to do tshuva. He learns it's a takana based on a sma and other acharonim. But Pasha says it's deraisa. The gazlan doesn't pay anything extra, he just gives the thing back as is. Kol HaGazlan Mishalem Kishasek Zela. Second principle is Mevatel Kiso Shel Chavero. This is a Yerushalmi. That language is not apparent in the Bavli. There's Yerushalmi that says, Yerushalmi has a Tosefta, a Braisa, it says that if someone sends a Shliach to go buy something, to do a business deal, to buy something which he'll then resell at profit, the Shliach doesn't do it, he sits on the guy's money. Either he doesn't tell him he's not doing it, or he just tells him, he just holds on to the money. He doesn't do the job, and there's a loss of all this potential profit for the owner. So again, he sort of did the same thing. He stole money. I mean, stale originally was given to him willingly, but he held on to it and didn't do what he was supposed to do, and thereby caused a hefsid to the owner. Here, he didn't use anything himself, but he caused a hefsid to the owner. In the first case, he used the stolen cow and made some hanah for himself and didn't discuss whether he also caused a corresponding hefsid to the ganav. This case is kind of the reverse. He definitely caused a hefsid to his principal, to the guy whose money he held on to. He cost him the profit of the deal. He didn't necessarily do anything with the money himself. Yerushalmi says, the Braisa says, Yepater, the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi gives an explanation. The legal doctrine is, Kis is a wallet, meaning a wallet full of money. If I'm mevatel it, I don't steal it, I simply suppress it, I prevent you from using it. Mevatel kiso shel chaveiro is pater. As I said, this language is not in the Bavli, but the Rishonim and Akronim all bring it as lahalacha, that if someone stops somebody from being able to use his property to make money, then he is pater. We discuss this. This comes up in many places in Chashon Mishpat. It comes up in Hilchos Poalim, for example. If you cost a worker a job by locking him up and preventing him from working, or other variations of that. But that's the second din. Mevatel kiso shel chaveiro is pater. So these two rules, the rule of kol gezonah mishalem kishasek zela, and the rule of mevatel kiso shel chaveiro pater, both indicate that when somebody suppresses somebody's money or property shelo kedin, he should be pater. Meidach kisa, there are certain sugyos that seem to say chayev. One of them is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara talks about a case where Reuven has a house. Shimon ejects Reuven from his house. Reuven maybe was renting out the house. Reuven was living in the house himself. Reuven was productively using his house. Shimon commandeers the house for himself and lives there. So the Gemara has a famous sugya about Zenen of Zelo Chaser. The Gemara has certain cases you're chayev, certain cases you're potter. The Rush, basically the halacha is, putting aside the question of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, if he wasn't chaser, then it's a whole channel of the Gemara, because you were Nana, he was lo chaser, midas tom, the Rishonim talk about. But in the general case where you were Nana and he was chaser, then you're certainly chayev. Even in cases where you were not Nana, where you had another house you could have lived in, you didn't really get anything out of the house, you had plenty of houses available to you, even then there are Rishonim who say that you're chayev because you're, as long as he was chaser, that's all we care about. Ochal chesrono shel zeh. If you live in the house and if you don't live in the house, you just throw him out. That already is a shayla in the Rishonim, that already is pashas you're not chayev for. But certainly when you live there, certainly when you're considered a gavra d'avid lemegar and your nene, or even when you're a gavra d'avid lemegar, as long as you are nene and you're ochal chesrono shel zeh, there is some Rishonim say you are chayev. So right away we have to understand.
Are all three of these taken into account remedies like in Pater? They're all like variations on this thing?
So Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaveiro is typically phrased as a version of or related to the rule of remedies like in Pater. It's a certain kind of grama, it's an extreme grama, it's even worse than regular grama, but that seems to be a variation of the theme of remedies like in Pater. The rule of Kol Gezonah Mishalem Kishasek Zela focuses more on the fact that you were Nana, not that you was Chaser, but it results in a similar din that you potter. But we'll see a little bit as we go. We'll see kind of how these rules intersect. So right away, one of the central parts of our sugya, the part that the Achronim discuss in our Siman, other Achronim discuss in our Siman, is what is pshat in this din? Gemara says, the Rush says that in the case of Nana of a Chaser, or even if you're not Nana, if you live there and he's Chaser, you're chayev. How does that work? Why are you chayev? Let's say you're not even nana. You're a gavra de lovid lamegar. You're not considered nana al pidin. Nana is a separate machayev. You're not even considered nana because you could have had another house to live in. But if he's chaser, you're chayev for his chaser. If you caused him to lose, let's say, rental income from the house, you're chayev. So one question right away is why? Why is that different from the din, for example, of Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaveiro is Pater or Kol Gezonah Mishalem Kishasek Zela? So a number of Achronim say, so let's consider Kol Gezonah Mishalem Kishasek Zela. How come the person who commandeers someone's house is Chayev? What happened to the din of Kol Gezonah Mishalem Kishasek Zela? So the Papula Charifta says, and a number of other Achronim say more or less the same thing, Shach, Zos. They say there's a basic difference between karka and metaltalin. In Hilchos Gzela, we learn about a fundamental difference between karka and metaltalin. Karka, there's a rule called karka in an exelus. All the complicated halachas of Gzela, of the rights and responsibilities that a gazlan gets, typically don't apply to karka. Since karka is stable, it doesn't go anywhere, whatever the lumdus is, doesn't have it in Gzela, and therefore karka in an exelus. So there's no din kol gezonah mishalem kishasek Gzela on karka. When it comes to metaltalin, then we invoke the rule. Metaltalin are an exelon, so we invoke the rule. Says the Pula Charifta, the only reason in this sugyan Bava Kamma of Zenen of Zachaser, Nen of Lochaser, Chaser of Lonena, all these complications, all these complicated rules are only true on Karka, where there's no din of Gzela, so everything stays in Bereshusa de Mare, so any Hana that you have, or any use that you have, really belongs to the Bailam. So there are rules that if you live there, then you chayef to the Bailam, because it's his house, it was Enon Gzelas. Therefore, you chayef to him. Says the Pul Charifta. After Bukhat Bashakar Kos, the Kakab Rashusa de Mari Kaima, Mentalkal, if you look up in Lamegar, Kigazan Valkal Khazar and Shahisla Malan, you are Potter because of the rule of Kalagazan Masham Kishas exam. So in our Simon, we're going to have a Chavas Yair who actually asked the Stira, between house where we say that you are Chayev and the cases of the cows and other cases where you're Potter. And the Chavas Yair starts making other Chalukim. He wants to say it depends whether the Hezek, whether it's Bari Hezek or not Bari Hezek. There is a lot of confusion in all these cases whether you're Chayev as a Mazik because of the Chazaran or whether you're Chayev as a Chayev for the Hana that you had because you live there. The Chavas Yair seems to suggest that you're Chayev as a Mazik for causing him the Hefsid. In the case of Chaser, you're Chayev as a Mazik. Why that's telling whether you live there is a good question. The Achronim asked that on the Chavas Yair. Why, if the Mechayev is, if we're focusing on the Hezek that you caused him a Hezek, then why do the Rishonim say if you don't live there at all, if you just lock the door and don't live there, you're Patra? If the Mechayev is Hezek, it's the same thing. But in any event, the Chavas Yair seems to want to learn that the Mechayev is Hezek, and he starts making Chilukim. He's not Mechalat in Karak Metalton. He starts making Chilukim in how buried the Hezek is, and then he tries to apply that to his case where you held back the rental item and you prevented the owner potentially from realizing more profit from it. And he says, if it wasn't Bari Hezek in his case, you're going to be Patur. Pesos and other Akronim say, the Pesach Shuvah, Pesos say, no, the Iker Chiluk is between Karka and Metaltalin. Karka, we say, Karka in an Exeles, so you pay because you were Nana, because you had Hana from his property. Metaltalin are an Exelin, and therefore, by Metaltalin, you're never going to pay because of Kala Gazlan and Mashal Mikishas Exelin. The related discussion occurs in a major machlokas in the Mordechai and then between the Ramah and the Marshal. The discussion here was about someone who had money of somebody else, a pikadon or a halva, and the other guy asked for it back, and it was time to pay it back, and the guy wanted to use it. He had a great business deal to do. He said, no, I'm not planning on stealing it, but I'm not giving it back to you now. I have this great deal I want to do. Come back to me in 2 weeks, and I'll give you back your money. So Shalom Kedin, he held on to it. And he made lots of profit, and perhaps the other guy lost that money. The other guy had his own business deal he could have done, and he lost because you took his money, you held on to it, Shalom Kedin. So the Mordechai brings different shitas. The Mordechai brings up, maybe you should be Potter because Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro is Potter, and because Kol HaGazlan Mashal Mikashas Egzela. And the Mordechai says, no, the Mordechai says that you are Chayev, at least in the case where he made a formal demand for the money back, and you refuse to give it to him, you are going to be Chayev. He says the Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro is only Potter if you're not Nana. If you are Nana, you're going to be Chayev. And therefore, he actually is Mechayev, and he brings at least some Rishonim on Mechayev in these various cases, and there are more paskins like this in Siman Reish Sadi Beis. The Marshal, Ba'arichus is Cholik. The Marshal says, what are you talking about? He says, there's a rule, Kolak is on Mashal Mekashas Exela. Marshal doesn't get into Karak Metaltalin. He says, certainly when it comes to Metaltalin, we have this rule that Kolak is on Mashal Mekashas Exela. So even though you're not planning on stealing the money outright, you're going to give him back the money. You're not a Russia who's going to run away with the money and never give it back. Nevertheless, the Marshal says, since when he wants his money back now, and you say, no, I'm taking your money for 2 weeks and doing business with it, at that point, you become a gazlan for those 2 weeks, and we apply the rule of Kol HaGazlan Mashal Mekashas Egzela, and it makes no difference, the Marshal says, and Avada, you are Potter, and the Marshal, Shach brings Marshal, the Marshal says very strongly that you are Potter because of Kol HaGazlan Mashal Mekashas Egzela.
It's actually cooler to be a gazlan?
Yes. This is a big thing that comes up throughout Hilchos Gzeila, that there are many cases where being a gazlan ligabei other kinds of shvach, of ladas, and I actually gave a chabura to my guys in the afternoon last week where I spoke about a very interesting machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. The case is a gazlan rents out a stolen property to a third party. And the question is, who gets that rent? After they catch up with him and they realize, and everyone, they find out it was stolen property, who gets the rent? So the Torah brings a Ramah, the Shita and the Torah bring a Ramah who says the rent goes back to the Nignav, to the original owner of the property. The question is why? So Beis Yosef brings from a certain Chacham who said, because otherwise it would be Laksa Midas Adin. It wouldn't be fair for the Gazlan to make a profit on someone else's property. So Beis Yosef says, what do you mean it's not fair? He says, Gzela's always like that. Shvach, there's a lot of halachas in Gzela. That's the way Gzela works. It's talking not fair, chotin niska, but that's the way it comes out. That the halacha is about a gazlan. By being a gazlan, you get to keep the property. So the Ramah tries to defend the Ramah. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe tries to defend the Ramah in terms of the svara we've discussed here also more than once, the svara of Ketel Os Eskar Prasa Shel Chavero. There is such a rule that when there's a third party paying money, it has to be turned back over to the original owner. But yes, in general, even the Ramah agrees that at least in the case where the Gazel himself uses it and realizes Shvach or Hana, that he will benefit from being a Gazel, and he'll keep the Shvach, he'll keep the Hana that he had. And that's Marshal's point too, that Avadi, you will keep the Shvach and not give it back because that's a din of a Gazel. Now the Chasam Sofer rejects the Marshal and Paskins like the Mordechai and the Ramah because he says, you have arrived from this Gemara in Baba Basra that as long as it's Nen of a Chaser, as long as the owner was Chaser, it has to go back to the original owner. But
Mitzad Hezek, not Mitzad.
He seems to be saying Mitzad Hezek, yes. But the Pesach Shuvah says on the Chasam Sofer, but he's omitting the Chilut in Karka Metaltlin. It's one thing to say that the sugya about Karka, which ain't an Exelas, then I'm not actually sure whether it's Hezek or Hana. I have to look at it more carefully again. But he says by Karka Taka, it makes sense that it goes back to the owner because Karka ain't an Exelas. The Metaltlin, which are an Exelas, and then the Marshal Sfarah makes a lot of sense that Kol Gazlan and Kol Gazlan, Mashal Makashas Exelas, and he should be able to keep all the Hana.